New York has strict rules outlined in the state's constitution about who can request an absentee ballot. The person either must be ill or out of their county on election day. A bill sponsored in the Senate by Alessandra Biaggi would expand the reasons to vote by mail to include a concern over fearing the spread of an illness during a state of emergency, as is now the case with COVID-19. Biaggi, speaking during an online news conference, says New Yorkers are willingly agreeing to orders to stay home, but they should not have to sacrifice the right to vote.
Any at-risk individuals should be rightfully wary of voting in person at crowded polling places on presidential primary election day. There are many, many older New Yorkers and those with underlying health conditions in my district, across all the districts in the state, who are at a heightened risk from the virus, and they should not have to choose between safeguarding their health and fulfilling their civic duty. Nor should any New Yorker who is in quarantine be denied their right to participate in Election Day.
The measure is backed by the Democratic co-chair of the New York State Board of Elections, Douglas Kellner. He believes there is precedence for bending the rules for absentee balloting. He says it occurred after 9/11 and no one challenged the changes in court. But he says having a new law in place dealing with concerns over the coronavirus would help.
Having legislation that will clarify that by statute would certainly help to immunize those rulings against any challenges in court later on.
There is currently an effort underway in the legislature to amend the state's constitution to essentially allow mail-in voting for any reason. But it's a lengthy process. It requires the approval of two consecutively elected state legislatures and a vote by the public. It could not be completed before November 2021. A bill in the Assembly, sponsored by Joe Lenthal, would go further than Biaggi's bill. It would mandate mail-in voting for the April 28th presidential primary. Dustin Zarni, who is Onondaga County Elections Commissioner and chair of the New York State Elections Commissioner's Democratic Caucus, says it's not feasible right now to switch exclusively to mail-in voting.
Hundreds of thousands of people are inactive on the voter rolls right now. That means we don't have proper addresses for them.
The lawmakers and elections officials, along with good government groups, Common Cause, and the League of Women Voters, among others, are also seeking to postpone the April 28th presidential primary and hold it on June 23rd instead. That date is already set for state and congressional primary elections. Under the rules of the Democratic National Committee, though, states must hold their presidential primaries by June 2nd or risk losing some of their delegates at the national convention. Senator Biaggi says she believes the DNC will change those rules.
It would, in these times, be a very, very bad PR move to deny New York of the right to have delegates during a presidential election season while we are in a pandemic.
Biaggi and the others say they hope the legislature can expand absentee voting when lawmakers convene next week, either remotely or in person, at the Capitol. They say they might also need the rules for the November elections if the coronavirus is still a threat. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.